energy and climate change.
Social Movements Assembly held in Cochabamba. A new edition of the Social Movements Assembly was held Monday in Cochabamba, Bolivia. The meeting focused on the need to work together towards the COP16 on climate change in Cancun, Mexico, to fight the main cause of climate change, the capitalist economic system. The different social organizations, movements, and networks met on Monday morning in Cochabamba before the World People's Conference on Climate Change and the Rights of Mother Earth officially began. Several social movements and organizations attended the meeting, including the Hemispheric Social Alliance, La Via Campesina, Our World Is Not For Sale, Friends of the Earth, the Brazilian Network for the Integration of Peoples. Before the assembly, La Via Campesina carried out a mística, which is an activity to create the proper atmosphere so that all the activists participate in the activity. Several representatives of social movements did presentations in a plenary session to later give way to those who wanted to speak. Finally, it was decided to reconvene on Wednesday to define the actions towards Cancun. In a speech before the plenary session, Cuban Joel Suarez of the Convergence of Social Movements of the Americas talked about the origins and the process that led to this meeting of social movements. He said that in the January meetings in Sao Paulo and Porto Alegre, Brazil, there was consensus on the fact that the world is going through a systemic crisis of capitalism, which he described as a racist, patriarchal, and xenophobic model, which seeks to get out of the crisis through wars and over-exploitation of natural resources like water and biodiversity. Sebastián Baldomir from Friends of the Earth International said that the social movements in Sao Paulo described the year 2010 as key for the struggle. One of these battlefields is a multilateral debate on climate change, said the Uruguayan environmental activist. He said that at the UN climate negotiations, the industrialized nations put their interests before the global interest, and the assembly was organized to put the people's approach first. Baldomir claimed that in the lead-up to Cancun, it is necessary to have several moments like the assembly, but highlighted an initial basic agreement. The capitalist system is the main cause of climate change. He rejected the false solutions to the climate crisis and proposed the assembly to call the people to action before and after the COP in Cancun. Also, the international coordinator of La Via Campesina, Indonesian Henry Saragi, said the conference in Cochabamba is important to continue the struggle for alternatives of the peoples and real solutions to climate change. He added that food sovereignty is one of the main solutions and called on the international solidarity of the movements to create viable alternatives. Alberto Gomez of the National Union of Autonomous Regional Peasant Organizations and La Via Campesina Mexico said that several commissions are being created to work towards the official summit in Cancun. He explained that the idea of La Via Campesina is to organize joint parallel events, marches, and mobilizations around the country, and not only in Cancun. The COP16 must mean massive movements for La Via Campesina in Mexico and worldwide, he said.
You're listening to Real World News.